All right, time now, 6 o'clock. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, here on WHUS Stores, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And we've got a special edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, celebrating John Coltrane's birthday. John Coltrane would have been 86 years old had he survived. Unfortunately, he passed away in July of 1967 at the age of 40 years old, dying of liver cancer. But John Coltrane, the pioneer of free jazz, I would say one of the most revered of all of the grandmasters of jazz music, and he certainly a driving force in the free jazz and modal jazz movement. And what you're about to hear on his birthday is a special feature. We're going to play the entire suite of A Love Supreme.
Thank you.
great John Coltrane from A Love Supreme, recorded back in 1964. It was recorded in December of 64, released in February of 1965. And one of the acknowledged greatest albums for John Coltrane, and perhaps one of the greatest albums in all of jazz. I certainly would agree with that statement. We are celebrating John Coltrane's birthday. He would have been 86 years old on September 23rd. And we're going to play the entire Love Supreme suite. We heard the first two movements of that suite, first one being Acknowledgement, which kind of also included some vocalizing of A Love Supreme, John Coltrane chanting those words. That was followed by Resolution. As I said, the first two movements of a four-part suite. We're going to hear the next two parts coming up. Pursuance, and that would be followed by Psalm. So let's listen to A Love Supreme, Part 3 and 4.
Thank you.
Late, the great John Coltrane with a most powerful piece of music, a great composition, and wonderfully played by the John Coltrane Quartet of the 60s. Of course, that would be John Coltrane on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Elvin Jones on drums, Jimmy Garrison on the bass. A Love Supreme, we heard the last two pieces, the last two parts of that. Pursuance, followed by Psalm. And of course, we heard the entire suite, if you have been listening from the top of the hour. But that last piece, I rarely get to hear the entire Love Supreme. So I'm certainly glad I was able to play that today. And that last, the last piece, John Coltrane reciting a poem that he wrote and that was on the liner notes, you know, he played the words. He didn't speak them. He played those words and playing it on the tenor saxophone so powerfully. It was great. That poem ends with the cry, elation, elegance, exaltation, all from God. Thank you, God. Amen. And that entire piece was really inspired by John Coltrane's spirituality. Most of his life, he was born and raised a Christian, but married a Muslim woman for his first marriage, and also explored Hinduism and Buddhism during his life, a life that ended at age 40 years old. Love Supreme, John Coltrane. So glad to bring that to you on the eve of his birthday. What I want to follow that with is his son's music, because Ravi Coltrane was only 5 years old, I believe, when his father passed away. But his son has developed as a great saxophonist and bandleader and composer all his own. So we're going to hear a couple tracks from the album Blending Times, and we're going to start with a track called Shine. Thank you. Ravi Coltrane, the son of the great John Coltrane, but certainly a great, great talent on his own and a fine composer of jazz music and leader of his own quartet. And that quartet features Ravi Coltrane on tenor sax, Louis Padermo on piano, Drew Gress on acoustic bass, E.J. Strickland on drums. But that last piece you heard was a special tribute to Alice Coltrane, Ravi Coltrane's mother. And that one featured Brandy Younger on harp, along with Charlie Hayden, who wrote that piece, on bass. And a beautiful, beautiful tribute to Alice Coltrane, who herself was a fine harp player, and of course the wife of John Coltrane. Before that, the name of the track was Shine, and that one featured the regular Ravi Coltrane quartet that I already mentioned. All right, time now is 6:53. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're doing a John Coltrane birthday special, and we're going to finish out tonight's show with a John Coltrane composition, but this one performed by a drummer and friend of ours. His name's Mike Melito, and he hails from Rochester, New York. And he's got an album that he released recently called The Right Time, featuring some great Rochester-based musicians and others. So as I said, we're going to hear a John Coltrane composition, Just for the Love, and that'll do it for tonight's show. Sports coming up next here at WHUS. Thank you.